I never know how to begin. Hi, happy February. For those of you that are new here, my name is Salud, and once a month I go out of character to talk as my happy self about my job, what I'm working on, stories, YouTube, that kind of thing. It's no pressure. Every time I tell a bad joke, I just picture all your mouse cursors hovering over the cancel my pledge button on Patreon. Joking. I only picture one mouse cursor. It's fine. And as always, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. I'm sure none of you give yourselves enough credit, but to support an artist or to support the creation of art that you enjoy is really quite remarkable. And it makes you a hero, in my eyes anyway. So thank you again. Sometimes I think I should do one of these after a few drinks. Not today, because it's 8 a.m. and I live in northern Canada, so couldn't do that for another hour if I didn't want people looking at me funny. Oh my god, sorry, I should get into it. February. It's a great month, it's a short month. Valentine's Day, I'm so excited. I did my first upload on Valentine's Day 2020. And about a month later, some stuff happened to change the world a little bit. I don't know if you heard about it. So it was like really hard to upload. I'm so glad I kept with it. My cat is going to be 16 on Valentine's Day as well, which is 85 in people years. And I fucking love Valentine's Day. I'm sorry. I know some people really don't like it. I think criticism of like the commercialism of Valentine's Day in particular, very worthwhile, go off. But I love that we have a day for love, to reaffirm who you love in your life, to look at things shaped like hearts and eat candy and chocolate and write bad poems and cards and tell people you care. And I love it. I love all of it. And I'm going to do probably just like a little something for Patreon. I don't think I'm going to do a whole ass other upload. I've been feeling a little stretched thin and I'm worried I'm like overpromising on some stuff. Here, I had this idea. I thought it might be fun if I drew a tarot card while I talk to you all. I'll shuffle and think about my day. Yeah, I have another commission going from our boy Corey. This one is a Yandere architect who kind of like traps you in a magical house. I don't want to like give too much away. It's pretty high concept. It's coming along super cute. I commissioned some art for that as well. It's going to be female for male on YouTube. I will have a female for all version on Patreon that will be publicly available. And what else? I got a suggestion from someone at the My Heart tier. I might have this wrong, but they wanted like, what was the prompt? An angel, a Yandere angel that saves a crusader from a battlefield. I don't really have angels per se, but that'll kind of be the working concept. Looking forward to that one. Okay, should we do it? Should we draw? Let's see what kind of tarot card we got. Watch, it's gonna be something terrible. It's gonna be like the devil, the worst card in the deck. A lot of people think it's the tower. The tower represents indiscriminate evil, not even necessarily evil. It's like forest fires, you know? It's just like shit happens. The devil is like addiction, people who you think are friends but secretly hate you. Like, it's that kind of thing. Okay, here we go. We're gonna turn it over. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. The Two of Swords. I can't remember what that one means. The swords are kind of dangerous. They're like, you know, really good or really bad, as swords be. Let's look it up. I don't draw the swords a lot. First time I do with you all here, and get one though. All right, Two of Swords. Oh, difficult decisions, weighing options, an impasse or avoidance. That's fun. What a bad idea. Whose idea was this? Okay. We're going to talk about something else. I want to do a story where you're on this cursed stage and you have to act out different scenes. I think it'd be a cute way to get like some rapid role play in like lots of different situations with different characters while having an overarching story going on. And I want to do another interview story, I think. Other than that, yeah, I'm going to keep on keeping on. We're going to do a couple polls this month. Oh, there was a story I really wanted to tell in the exclusive audio with the Mafia, because I don't get to do contemporary very often. And I had that one in a funeral home, but it was running so long, I didn't have time to just like put in this one funny story from my job. But I can tell it to you now. This isn't my story, it was my old boss's story, but I love it. So my boss was meeting with this family. You always get like a vibe when you do what's called the funeral arrangements, when you come in and meet with a funeral director and basically talk about what kind of service you want. If you're having a funeral, if you're not, cremation, burial, you pick some tentative dates, you sign a contract, you look at caskets, that kind of thing. And this family, like, he got the vibe that the decedent was like very prim and proper. Like, he was a professor, they're going to have like a large formal service, a traditional burial, nothing fancy, nothing out of the ordinary. The family brings in clothing for the decedent as well. And it's like a tie, like slacks. And he's going through it with the family. And something we also say is we want a complete set of clothing for the viewing, including socks and underwear. And it's just so the decedent looks as much in death as they did in life. If you wore undergarments all the time, you would then want them on for the viewing, so you look as you normally do. And he's going through the clothing, and there is this pair of boxers with hearts and Santa Claus on them, and they're going like, ho, ho, ho. And my boss just looks at this family like, one of these things is not like the others. Why does this man have like novelty Santa boxers? And even the widow is kind of like, what? Where did these come from? And her two sons are there, this man's kids, this decedent's kids. And one of them just bursts out laughing. And they're like, we're arranging dad's funeral. Like, what the hell is so funny? And he goes, I gave him those boxers for Christmas like 5 years ago. And he had one look at them. He looked at me and said, over my dead body. And he threw them over his shoulder. And I picked them up and I've been hanging onto them ever since. And like everyone had a laugh, it was okay. I do believe he was dressed in them. And I guess the moral of that story is don't have kids. But yeah, that cracked me up and I wanted to work it into the story somehow. But she had like a lot of long anecdotal stories in that role play. So I was like, we have to make some cuts and you can tell this joke anywhere. It's okay. And with that, I think I'm going to leave you. I tried to make this a longer one. I hope you liked it. I hope I kept you company. And I hope you're ready for February. You're going to love it because I'm going to love it. And that's how we vibe. Please take care of yourself. Have a great day. Have a happy Valentine's Day. If you don't have a Valentine and you want one, it's me. That's how it works. I don't make the rules. I love you, my Valentine, my consensual Valentine. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Mwah. Be good.